Hey, y'all. It's Rachel and Eddie, and welcome to my so-called mess. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. How was your run?
Oh, it's a part of my life.
And I'm very invested in your running, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
So I never
You think I'm doing it too much?
no. Like, I never thought of you as like a gym person, not in a bad way, right? And it was so cool to say, I'm gonna start, like, do you say, I'm gonna start running. And then I assumed you were gonna run this marathon as like, or half marathon as like a one-time thing and be like, fuck this shit. And then I was waiting for you to be like, but now I'm going to the weight room.
Right, like moving on to the next
Yeah.
logical choice, weights.
Yeah, like you got the itch for the gym.
No, I don't know. I went to see the doctor yesterday because I do a yearly checkup, and I don't know. I feel like the doctor always has to mention some sort of thing, maybe. And I'm all about like making big changes, I guess. So, like when I decided to start running, it was a decision, and it's like, oh, I run now. And probably when I make the next decision, it'll be another one of those permanent style life change things.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Did the doctor say, have you been running lately?
No. They said, you gotta watch your salt intake because I have high blood pressure. And then I was like, I got kind of obsessed with my weight a few years ago, and so I never weigh myself anymore. And it was like a little bit heavier than I wanted to be. But then I was like, oh, they didn't even tell me to take my coat off or my bag off. So I was like, I'm going to lose weight again. But then I'm like, I don't know. I'm fine. I looked at last year's, and it's like exactly the same weight as last year's. So I don't think I need to worry about
No, that's why I don't like knowing. I won't ever find out my, well, I try and sneak it to find out. But I don't want to know my weight because I do. I'm obsessive.
Yeah, like even before the appointment, I was talking to Megan. I was like, oh, Meg's my wife, by the way. I was talking to her and I was like, oh man, I'm going to see my weight and then I'm going to freak out about it. And exactly that happened.
So you can ask them not to tell you.
Yeah, they print it on a form. Like,
Oh, okay.
height, weight, BMI,
Ooh, they tell
blood
you.
pressure, all that.
Ugh, I don't. Yeah. Yeah, that shit. I hate that shit. BMI is such an outdated system. And it's based on. Yeah. Anyway, don't get me started on BMI. It's terrible.
Yeah, I like the way I look, and I feel like
Yep.
that's pretty much all that
That
matters.
is true. But yes, I was like, when you said. Yeah, I was. This run. I just. For some. I could see you. I feel like in my brain, I could see you cycling before running.
Yeah, I used to go to the YWCO,
Okay.
and that's out on the east side. And I would bike out there from, I lived on Pulaski Street,
Oh, wow.
so it's a pretty long bike ride. And then I would run on their treadmill, and then I would bike home.
Damn.
That was the
Damn.
old exercise me.
Do
And
you?
then, like, on Sundays, I would play soccer. So I would bike out there and I would play a soccer game with like that co-ed soccer group that used to play out there. And then I would bike back home after the soccer game. And I thought I
Wow.
was hot shit.
That is hot shit stuff. Do you have treadmill friends?
Today I have some friends that live in the neighborhood, and one dude's been like a bartender at Hilo forever. He's got like the buzz cut. That guy? I don't
Maybe.
want to say anybody's name. Anyway, they have kids and we kind of run in the same circles. And he started going to the gym. And I was like, oh, that's not going to last. Like a snob, like a true gym snob. But now that he's proven that it's going to last, I say hi to him.
Okay. Gotcha, yeah.
I'm an asshole. I'm a pretty big asshole, I guess.
No, I'm... God, I am the same way.
And then every now and then I see another friend of mine who just started going last year. And so I'm going to start saying hi to him if I see him. Maybe, you know, in the summertime.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And do you go to the Y pool in the summer?
Yeah, we do that a lot.
Okay.
The kids went to the pool already this year, and I'm like, you guys are insane. I don't like that.
God, you don't go to hipster pool?
I guess we could. We could. We've done it before.
Okay.
I don't like beer that much.
You don't like what?
I don't like beer that much.
At hipster pool?
Yeah, they just hang out and drink.
Oh, I thought you meant there was like a beer stand there. I'm like, I don't remember seeing like a bar there.
I bet they're going to have one this year. That's pretty much where it's at.
Yeah, I've been a couple times. It's too much for me. I like to not be seen.
You got to see a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You got to have a lot of people see you.
Yep. I'm not.
Like, a lot of my friends are like annoying white first time parents. And I mean, I guess that's the category that I fit into, but they all talk about the same stuff, like state of public schools or screen time.
Yeah.
I had these conversations years ago, like when my kids were your age.
Yeah. And also, it's fun to talk about other things sometimes.
Right, like masturbating.
Exactly. When was the last time you sat around a pool and talked about masturbating? That's what I wanted.
Back to the realm of this podcast.
Oh, talking about that. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to go back to it. The end of last week, I think it was last week, I said, oh, I have something I want to talk about, but I don't want to talk about it yet because it was like we were running, you know, I didn't, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to set up a scenario. Tell me... So with social media, right, like people have access to you or can find you from like your past, right? And sometimes it's pretty cool. Like, oh, I haven't seen this person in a while. It's cool to catch up. And then suddenly it turns like weird very quickly often.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to try and say it's a friend. I'm just going to say it's me, whatever. Fuck it. So I overshared it. So I had gone on a date a long, long time ago with this guy. One date.
Mm-hmm.
One date. I can't remember if we were doing the podcast at that time, because I know I talked about it somewhere, where we ended up in his truck at the end of the date, towards the end of the date, to hang out more, and I had to pee. So I, without thinking, left all my stuff in his truck while I ran into a hotel to pee, because that was the only thing we could find. And like realized I left my keys, my phone. Like, he could have just driven away with everything. And he didn't. Thank God. I walked into the bathroom. I was like, oh my God, that was the stupidest fucking thing I've ever just done. And
that
how
was one of the earlier episodes.
Yes. And I was like, first of all, I'm not even in Athens. I'm closer to Gwinnett or somewhere. How do I get home? Like, all those things came rushing. Thankfully, he was there. It was a timed date that ended up going longer. We gave ourselves like a time limit. I don't think he listens to this podcast. I don't think he knows about it, but it doesn't matter if he does, because he'll just get a little education. So I hadn't talked to him in years and years and years and years. And he kept popping up on my, like, every once in a while, he'd pop up on my, like, people you may know, I think. You know, for on, like, Facebook.
This is on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know you.
Okay. So then all of a sudden, I start getting, like, he starts liking old pictures of me.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I can't remember if he messaged me or how it all began, but suddenly we were friends on Facebook. And in the beginning, I could see everything. Like, I could see all these pictures. He was obviously like engaged or something at one point, but I really don't remember how we ever became friends. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe I friended. Who the fuck knows? Because I do stupid ass shit sometimes too. And so he started messaging me.
Okay.
And right away...
Not a crime yet.
No, not a crime. And right away, it got a little like... he started sending weird, like he always asked weird questions, like, what is my preference on things? Do I like suits? Would I like to see someone in a suit or this? And I don't care. And then just started saying like, oh, you don't post a lot of pictures anymore, but you're so cute and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just weird, right? And then would just start sending me weird pictures of like, what pajamas do you wear? And he'd be like, pick three. Or like, what would you rather see me in? Shorts. And he'd be like, pick which one you like. And it was just kind of like, whatever, you know, didn't think much about it, but it was fine.
Is he an influencer? What's going on here?
No, he's not. No. He's only on Facebook. He doesn't do any other social media. And then he starts going like, what kind of hugs do you like? And would send me pictures of different kinds of hugs. And then it would get like, and then it got like a little more sexual, right? And he started sending me he sent me a picture of someone giving someone a blowjob. I'm like, okay, this is just, I'm like, whatever. I live in Texas.
You can do that on Facebook?
He does not live in Texas. Whatever, right?
Yeah.
So then, and it keeps going from there. And then he's like normal for a little bit, like asking me just regular questions. And then we'll say something like really weird. Like, I guess he was trying to get me to say that I want him to like go down on me for breakfast or something. But I'm like, oh, I like to, like, whatever you want to cook me for breakfast, you know, whatever. You like, I like to eat whatever someone brings me, like, you know, what anybody cooks me for breakfast. And he started sending me, like, sort of, like, nakedy pictures, but not totally nakedy pictures of himself. Again, I'm like, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think these are pictures he sent me years ago. But that's just side note. So, yeah. So every time it kind of gets, like, he'll ask me, like, what's your favorite sex toy? And I'm like, I like a lot of them. Like, I'm not, you know, and he's like, you won't answer any questions. I'm like, look, I happen to be a person, and he knows what I do for work, who's very open about talking about sex. I'll tell you about things I like about sex all day long. But when it's a one-on-one conversation where it feels personal, because you're trying to gather information about me, that's different.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm just talking about sex in general, and I may say things I like. But I'm not asking specific questions like, what's your favorite position? You know, those kind of things. Like, to a one-on-one person.
Right.
Okay. So, like, it'll be okay, and then it'll be, like, weird questions like that, right? So I'm kind of like, I don't know what to do here with this nonsense. But I kind of, like, again, like, just kind of, like, won't exactly answer questions. So the other day... Oh, and then, yeah, he asked, like, weird-ass fucking shit. Have you ever done this and liked it? How often do you like to masturbate? Like, no, you don't need to know that, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So then this was, like, a few weeks.
Just, like, listen to my podcast. I answer all those questions.
I did say that at one point. I'm like, I share a lot on my podcast. But he might, so anyway. So then I get this message. I have a fun request for you. What's that?
Okay.
I want you to make it so difficult for me to work tomorrow and completely, like, we're not, like, completely distract me by taking three pictures like these. Send them while I'm asleep tonight so I won't see them until I wake up. I'm actually getting excited just thinking about it. He sends me three pictures of, like, regular people in, like, bra and panties, which look like they're from his collection of pictures he's asked other women for. They're not like fancy pictures. They're just like in a plain old, you know what I mean? Like in someone's kitchen. It looks like he had other people like, can you send me this? And so I, of course, because I'm an asshole, I'm like, oh, are you trying to add to your collection?
Nice. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So they're, yes. So the response is, I don't have a collection. I don't even watch porn. Okay, the two have nothing to do with each other. Correct?
Oh, yeah. That seems like an admission.
Yeah, even though all the porn channels came with my TV service, I still don't watch them. Okay, read this. And this was like 10 minutes that it took in between this. I don't even save the pictures you sent me on here. I have not sent them. Like, I sent him a picture of a box. Like, nothing alike. There's been no sexual picture sent. I sent him a picture of my hair when I got it cut because colored, because I send that to everybody. I always delete your messages because of the type of work you do. I talk about sex for most of my work. I wouldn't want anyone seeing your pictures or messages. I say nothing bad. And something happened that affect your job. I work for myself. And he showed me how he deletes all his messages. Well, obviously that took, you know, some time for him to do first. No messages saved. And then I just...
No messages saved.
Yeah, that's what he's telling me. And then he said he unsent a message that he didn't... I don't know what it was. And I'm like, look, I just don't send pictures like that to anyone, right? So his response, this is where it got, I think, really weird. You don't even tease someone that you're dating with pictures? Is he okay. implying that, like, this little thing he's got, he thinks is going on here is, like, dating? Or is he really asking?
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's weird because ever since you've got into the sex therapy universe, I feel like you might have stumbled upon a kink of some people's that is like asking sex therapists for inappropriate things. Like,
right.
I kind of feel like there is this group of dudes who just want, you know, I mean, it takes a lot to make you feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Whereas it doesn't take a lot to make maybe the type of people they are around uncomfortable.
Oh.
And you're like this novelty to him and these other guys who are like, let's set up a Zoom. Why is my penis this hard? You know, like, that's your
yes.
problem. I cannot believe that a penis could even get this hard, am I right?
You're right.
And it's like, I feel like it's almost, there's almost a pattern with these dudes. And
yes.
I don't know what the right way to handle it is. It's kind of icky. It's kind of dumb, but like, it's not dumb, we're not kink shaming, but I think you should get money for it, you know. You should make this man into your slave.
like start saying I'll answer these questions for a certain amount of dollars.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We need your OnlyFans set up.
I know.
We need his credit card number before you send him anything. Because it's not, like, you're not getting that much out of it. You're getting some attention.
So right. On days when I'm, like, home bored, I haven't heard from Dubai for a while, blah, blah, blah. Like, things are, like, I don't know what's going on with that whole nonsense. And then I get attention. So it is kind of nice, right? Like, I'll admit that. I will wholeheartedly admit it's nice getting a little attention.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's wrong to get attention. I'm
right.
just saying, like, he needs... You like what you really want is money, maybe. I don't know. That's what I would want.
Yeah, that is true.
And so I would just be like, hey, why don't you go through the proper channels?
The proper right. So
PayPal.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a feeling that would escalate quickly. I could make a lot of money off it. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you could or you couldn't, but I do think that it's like, it's not cool to just, like, just the way that it escalated.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you were encouraging him.
I'm looking back, I'm like, I don't actually answer the questions. Like, then when he asked me, like, sex questions, I'm like, it depends. Oh, I know what I always say. It depends on the other person. It depends on who I'm with. It depends on the situation. When he asks things I like.
And those are honest answers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like...
So maybe I shouldn't have ever answered anyway, but because I talk about sex all day, I like, you know, not all day, every day, but I find those questions interesting.
Yeah, and I find those answers, like, true to you.
Mm-hmm.
And true to how you are, and you're not trying to, like, because you are more open about this, you're not trying to be inauthentic. Like, you're being right. But I think that's getting them hard.
Probably, yeah.
And I don't know if that's your problem at all.
Right.
Like, him being hard.
No.
Again. But I think he might just not.
And yeah, and it's interesting because the way he asked the questions, it sounds like a kid almost trying to find out information about sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. It's like almost like, ooh, I'm being bad, aren't I?
Mm-hmm. So I probably, you know, have I ever like said anything that's maybe been like, I shouldn't have said that to him? Probably, because whatever, but I don't think I like let him on all the time. But yeah, the pictures thing, it was just weird. I'm like, these are regular fucking people. Who the fuck's pictures are you sending me? It's bizarre. Like, you would think if, right, so here, because here's the thing. If someone was like, I want you to send me a picture of like you in lingerie sitting in a chair with a flower. I don't know, whatever. Or a picture of your butt, like in lingerie from in the back mirror, like just out of the shower, or whatever. I would find like a really good picture, like this one, and it'd be like some like, you know, model-y or like in, you know, like boudoir shot, not somebody who just took out their camera, you know what I mean, and set it up and took a fast picture.
Right. Yeah. I gotta reiterate that. Maybe he's just exploring and needs your guidance, but still, he should pay you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's, so yes, and it gave me like, like I just started like, I would be fine, and I'm like, this is just, and then I would kind of, you know, I shouldn't laugh, but like, it was kind of funny, or like, not funny, but like, it was just interesting, I guess was the word. So it gave me like something to think about, or something to do, you know? And he's a good looking guy. He seemed like, I don't know, that shouldn't matter anyway. But with that picture thing, yeah, I was just like, this just got fucking weird. Yeah, and I don't understand what it is about the phenomenon of people from past who you might have gone out with one date, you know, suddenly like reappearing. But I guess that's what social media does. It brings people back together.
Yeah, no, I've caught myself with exes. Not even exes, just like ex-sexual partners.
Mm-hmm.
I've caught myself in a DM once or twice, and it's like, what are we even doing? Like,
yeah.
We're just acknowledging that, yeah, we once had chemistry, and that chemistry doesn't often go away when you are, you know, out of a relationship.
Correct.
You just realize, like, relationships usually end because you realize that most of the time you're not compatible.
Right.
It's not a question of if there was chemistry or if there wasn't.
Right.
It's more a question of do I want these trade-offs?
Yeah. Yeah. You're right to think about that too. That just because there was chemistry and like you, it doesn't mean you were compatible.
Yeah, there you go. That's a better way to say it.
Yeah, no, I think we forget that too, because it is sometimes like when someone pops back in, you're like, you get that little like, oh my God, we had this like, this chemistry and it was blah, but then it was like, but there's a reason why you're not talking anymore. You know, something like this person, this particular person, we went on one date and I never heard, I think I've like heard, like we maybe messaged like once or twice after, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, nothing. It was a good, it was a fun day, I think. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it's...
It's, but yeah, it's...
It's getting older, and...
Yeah.
You know.
So...
More dead people.
There's less people in the pool. Mm-hmm. There's less people in the pool to swim with, to play with. But yeah, I think you're right about that, about, like, I do get a lot of, like... And even people... who I think wouldn't, like, I feel like there are some guys, like, who I was friends with growing up or, like, whatever. I feel like we have normal conversations and then suddenly they'll, like, sneak in some kind of weird sex question or, like, not weird, that's the wrong word, but, like, not really going with the flow of our conversation. It was just some, like, in the middle of it. And I'm like, and I don't think about it. I kind of answer them because I'm like, that's what I do. And then I just
Yeah, it's a non sequitur.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
But it is. It's big. Once this all started, I mean, a lot, you know, it escalated with my, you know, my job, what I do, and then adding the pleasurologist and blah, blah, blah. You know, just the name of it, I think, probably makes people think that they can just ask me these questions or that I want to know all about their dicks.
Right.
And, you know, am I curious sometimes? Absolutely, because I find this stuff fascinating, but yeah,
it's okay. A hard line to walk. Like, I've definitely talked to friends who are therapists,
mm-hmm.
and the conversation, like, it's weird because when you talk to friends who are therapists, sometimes you're talking to friends as therapy.
Mm-hmm.
If you've gone through similar things,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, oh, let's rap about how crazy this situation is that we've all gone through.
Yeah.
And then they'll start talking, you know, like, because it's hard to not be who you are.
Right.
And so they'll start giving advice as if they're your therapist, and it's like, okay, well, how much do I owe you for this conversation?
Yeah.
And it's not really that. It's like they're just doing comes natural to them.
Yes.
Being themselves. And I'm like, talking to people is something that everybody does.
Yep. Yes. And it is good. And, like, I think this person also works from home and is probably by themselves a lot. So probably they get...
They're totally not into porn. No way. They have all the porn stuff. You know, they're totally don't watch it. They could, but they don't.
Which also, to me, is, like, I don't know what's more interesting to me. What, like, is fascinating to me is, like, you have access to all that porn and you never watch it? That's how I take it. I'm like,
okay.
I'm like,
shouldn't you be watching it?
I know. And then I asked him, like, he was watching a movie. I'm like, oh, what are you watching? And he was watching a rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking, was he saying he's watching a rom-com? And, like, picked a name because I thought maybe that would be more like, ooh, he watches romantic comedies. But he was really watching porn. I think it would be much more interesting if he was just like, I'm watching porn. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Rubbing out.
The whole thing is just weird.
Yeah. So, yes.
I'm a no mom. I'm not watching porn.
And he'll do...
Okay,
I have to stop talking about him because this doesn't need to be all about him. But he did this thing, too, where he had a picture of, like, his naked upper body holding a phone, and then it was like a picture of me he took from my Facebook on the back of the phone as if I was like watching it. Does that make sense?
Gross.
Yeah,
I'm not into this dude.
And that takes a lot of time and energy and effort to, like, you have to go and edit shit, dude.
Maybe that's his job. He's just editing stuff all the time.
I think he probably does like IT. I feel like he does like IT kind of shit. So yeah.
I remember when I was in high school, I was really into video editing for a second.
And
I had this like funny idea for like a porny, I think I've told you about it, just like a porny commercial where it was like a bunch of, women in porn squirting. But then making it into one of those Gatorade commercials where it was the only, you know, it was like black and white, but like the juices would be Gatorade color.
I really like this.
It's such a funny idea.
It is.
And then I go through the process of like downloading all of this porn, and then I'm like looking at porn in this different way. See if it fits, you know, and then it's like, some of it's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. I think I just couldn't, like, I had to abandon the project because I couldn't reconcile all of that stuff.
Okay.
But I'm sure that there are people that have to do that for a living.
Yes.
You know, like their job is like editing porn, maybe.
Yes. I was watching.
Sure they've got like weird outlets for things.
Yes, I was watching a. It might have even been like an MTV show. Like they had this show like where people wanted to do certain jobs, or they talked about their jobs. I can't remember what it was called, but this one woman, that's what she does. She was trying to break into the industry more, or like, but her job was editing, but also having the girls come in, and she'd have to like just have them get naked and like touch them and look at them, and it was very interesting. I think she was trying to get into like more I don't know if mainstream porn is the right thing, but not backdoor porn, not like basement porn. I think she was working for like a basement porn company and she was trying to get more legit in the industry.
Yeah. And that's a viable career path.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she gets a lot of weird Facebook messages.
Oh, I'm sure. And y'all, just a reminder for those who do watch porn, it's, you know, whatever. There's also some really great ethical porn, which means there's like, you know, more consent. Everyone's, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's a lot of that's female made. But also if you're interested in that kind of stuff, but you're like, I don't want to like put on porn and watch it. I like my imagination. There's really great erotica you can listen to. So
like romance novels, but romance podcasts.
They're like, they have, it's like, so I keep wanting to say autoerotica, but isn't that like something different? You can listen to someone talking telling erotic stories. Yes. So you could be like, let's say, you know, you don't want to put the video on your phone or whatever. You can have your headphones in, listen to someone tell erotic stories. You got to get the right voice. And I've heard, I know some couples who started using that they wanted to play, like one of them wanted to like be like, hey, will you watch porn with me? And the other partner wasn't comfortable with that. So they started listening to erotic stories together, separately and together to like spice it up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you could just have your headphones in like, shit, you could be at the like, you know. You can't really, like, go to the grocery store and just... I mean, I guess you could. And walk around watching porn. I guess maybe something...
I mean, we're approaching, like, homeless person on the bus territory.
But you could be walking around the HEB listening to erotica. No.
Sure.
You know? So... I highly recommend... And if you're interested in that kind of stuff... I had some good ones, and I can't remember what they are right now, but... You can always message me, and I will give you some sites for erotic stories. And the person
that... My so-called mess@gmail.com.
I think it's my so-called mess podcast.
Oh, really?
Or you can, yeah, or just go to Fig Life Coaching. My co-partner, my co-person with the Pleasurologist, she actually writes erotica.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's got a few books out, and poetry also.
I've always been, like, pretty, like, impressed with erotica. It's
yeah.
a hard genre. It's a hard genre to write.
God, she was telling me about this one story she was reading. And it's, like, this guy who's, like, this terrible person, but he also, like, saves this woman. Anyway, but he talks about, like, fucking her with a gun. Which sounds terrible, right? Like, that's awful. But when you read the way it's described, oh, my God. It's fucking hot as fuck. Oh, my God.
That's funny.
And then I'm suddenly like, do I have some kind of weird-ass shit might go down in my brain that being fucked with a gun sounds really hot all of a sudden?
It could just be good writing.
It was really good writing. Yeah. It was the way they described it. Yeah, I think you just, yeah. You suddenly want a gun in you. I mean, I really don't. I'm not. Don't put guns in yourself.
I don't know if I told you this story last week, but I was talking about erotica with a friend of mine. And, or no, it was romance novels. Did I tell you the one that I read? Like, almost semi-recently.
I feel like you did, but now I can't remember. I have like a vague, I have a memory.
Okay. It was like the Rock Hard trilogy. It was about a roadie.
Oh, no way, I don't remember.
She ends up fucking everybody in the band. And at one point, all at once.
Like, together? Or separately them all?
Well, first she separately fucks them all, and then every combination of them, and then I think at one point she gets all of them in the same room.
Spend a full...
Oh. But,
I mean, kind of a trivial premise, but there are these scenes where the author writes, like, an entire... Like, they'll go to a show, because, like, this band has to perform. You know, they're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the main character will be in the audience, and she'll be listening to all of the songs and, like, you know, thinking about how the songs were written. And I'm like, this is, like, nobody writes this stuff. Nobody would attempt to write an entire song and then put that entire song into a book and then tell that entire song from the perspective of someone in the audience listening to that book.
Ooh.
Like, that's... I honestly, that's like just really hard to do.
Yeah.
In literature.
Yeah. Now I can't.
Only a romance novelist would attempt, probably.
And it's called the Rock Hard series. That's also a great name.
Yeah. It's a trilogy, Rock Hard trilogy. I think I read like 80% of the first book.
Okay. I have a weird thing about books that suddenly have like, that are trilogies and stuff, because I don't want to feel like I have to keep reading. Although, growing up, I was very big into Sweet Valley High, which every like month or something they came out with a new one. But it's my commitment issues. I don't want to have to commit to multiple books. I want to read a book and be done.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's like, oh, that's too much.
Yeah.
But then I do like the option of going on. Like, if you really did like the book,
I'll go.
There's more.
Were you a Harry Potter or a Lord of the Rings person?
No. I wasn't either of those things.
Okay.
And later I read both of those things.
Okay.
Like, past the time when it was popular.
Okay.
I think I got into Harry Potter like 2012-ish.
Okay.
Or maybe 13. And it was like toward the end of the movie run. Well,
gotcha.
Well past the time when all the books had
been gotcha. Out. Yeah, I think I read like 3 pages of Harry Potter. Never read Lord of the Rings. Never The Hunger Games, no. Twilight, no. All those things. Again, series. Although I love... Okay, see. But I do love the Scream series of movies. But they're just silly fun. It's not like...
Scream's 1-7. And I Know What You Did Last Summer. Was that in there?
I never watched those. I mean, I did. And I didn't watch them as like... They just happened to be on in the background kind of thing. I wasn't like, ooh, there's a new... But Scream, I'm like, oh my God, there's a new Scream coming out. Because that was like some good film. It's like good, campy and fun. And also like just well done.
Well, there's no higher praise than...
I know. But anything, like if I'm watching like a show and it's supposed to be like, you know, a limited edition show or a limited series, and then suddenly they're like, come back with another part, you know, part 27 all of a sudden, I'm like, fuck this shit, I'm done, I'm out.
What about the Gilmore Girls reboot?
Oh, that was terrible.
I
was so excited for it. Can I tell you how, that is the one show I will continue, that's funny because I'm back in my Gilmore Girls phase, and so that's my nighttime show. So I will watch it. I fall asleep watching Gilmore Girls. So I'm like, I miss half of, you know, I only catch little bits and pieces of different seasons. And then as soon as I'm at season 7, even before it's over, because I don't want it to end, because I'm weird, I go right back to season 1, episode 1, before the series is over.
Yeah,
and I redo it again.
I think I've tried that before, but
I
always end up finishing it.
Yeah, nope. I won't finish it, because if I finish it, then that means I have to watch the reboot, and I don't want that to happen. I want it to end the way I want it to end. I don't know if that's what it is, but I keep, yes, I'm back in my, like, you know, for a long time I was sleeping to crime shows, which I still do sometimes because they put me to sleep, but I'm sleeping to Gilmore Girls again. I sleep with the Gilmore Girls.
They're a comfy bunch. They're a cozy bunch.
They are. They are. I say that about
rewatching Schitt's Creek. I don't know if we're rewatching it, but episodes of Schitt's Creek have been on our TV at night.
I've never watched it. I've watched a couple episodes.
Oh, you'd like it. Or maybe you wouldn't like it. Most people like it.
I get in this weird thing, too, where sometimes when a show becomes, like, the thing, I won't watch it. Like, I never watched Arrested Development either.
Oh, yeah.
So, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that one you might not like.
Yeah, I didn't. I watched a couple episodes. My ex was really into it. I watched a couple episodes. I'm like, this isn't my thing. I say that about shows, about like extra seasons, and then other shows, I'm like, oh my God, there's a new season coming out. I have to be home at this time because I want to watch it. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm a crazy ass person. So it's been South by Southwest here this week. And I got to see someone from Athens.
You just call it South By?
Yeah. South By. It's been South By. And I got to see one of my Athens friends.
Oh, cool. A musician?
What? No. She works for SETI. Is that what it's called? Let me see if I can. Let me see. It's the SETI Institute. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yeah.
She's like got a PhD in like astrophysics or something.
They're featured in the movie Contact.
Oh, Okay. Yeah, she works for them. So she was here.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It was like this weird thing of like, and I've, you know, had a couple of other, like one of my other friends came, but I see her all the time. But like she walked into the coffee shop and for a second I felt like I was transported like somewhere else, you know?
Yeah, that's funny.
It was.
I kind of feel like South by Southwest is funny now because it used to be like musicians and now it's like any interesting professional of any kind.
Yeah, and it's so busy. I've met a lot of filmmakers this week. I followed a filming crew for a minute because a couple of them were wearing MTV The Challenge shirts. So I thought like some of the MTV Challenge people might be there with them, but they were just having a meeting. So I didn't see like CT or anybody. Johnny Bananas. If you've never watched The Challenge, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but I used to love The Challenge.
Yeah, no, I'm sure people know what you're talking about. I'm not one of those.
Yeah, but I totally stalked them to the, not stalked them, I followed them to where the restaurant they were at, which was right next to work. I just walked in. But it's been, met a lot of, it seems like we had a huge number of the people that I met that were from filmmakers that came into the clinic to get IVs were Australian. Not all together, just different pockets of Australian filmmakers.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, it's been, so the first weekend now is like film, education, all that kind of stuff. And then this weekend, it's gearing up for the big music section.
Jeez, dude. How long is that? It's a whole month, right?
No, it starts on like a Friday and ends the following Sunday. So it's like a little more than a week. It's two weekends and then the week in between.
Well, that's a lot.
But it feels like a month. So, but it's, and I feel bad for them because it's supposed to rain all weekend. But yeah, I don't know. Do you have any shit coming up that you want to tell us about?
You know, no dates specifically, but we're still toiling with the book club podcast and the Achilles podcast and the Buffet Quest podcast.
Okay.
I'm also I've been contacted by the same people who did AthFest last
Excellent.
year, so we might have a podcasting element to add to AthFest. So
that'd be cool.
I'd like it.
That'd be really cool. The Pleasurologist just submitted last night 2 application proposals to be in 2 different conferences. I mean, it's run by the same people. One of which is in Atlanta, and one of which is in Houston. So, fingers crossed. We turned it in last night. I'd really love to get with them. I'm also, just put it out there, and hopefully it'll happen then, but also I'll be doing my practicum at that point, so I got to figure out, like, how long I could go. But I'm trying to plan a trip to Athens and Atlanta. I don't know if it's going to be this summer. I don't know, but I'm trying to make it happen. So, on my list of things I want to do in Athens is to do a podcast where we're in the same room.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Okay.
It's going to be awkward. We'll have to look at each other.
I know. I'm going to make you funny faces and do weird shit. And I'll bring you treats. I don't know. Yeah. I'll bring you running gear. New sweatbands.
Yeah, that's what I love.
Do you wear sweatbands and a headband?
I do in the summer.
Okay.
Ever since winter started, I just wear like a long beanie sometimes.
I never understood sweatbands and stuff until when I was playing tennis a lot, and they're so good to have. Anyway, so yes.
I need to get back into tennis.
Yes, or pickleball.
Right.
Played pickleball this weekend, and my cousin's husband played, so it, like, upped our game level a little bit. Like, there's some shots I definitely couldn't do. But he's, like, 6 foot something, so he kept lobbing shit over my goddamn head. He didn't really, I don't know if he was doing it on purpose. But, I mean, and I just wasn't going to run back that quickly because fuck it. But I was, like, kept trying to jump. Like, I think I'm so much taller than I am. But pickleball is fun. But, yes, I missed tennis. I do want to play tennis. Check out, again, the Scoop on Sex with the Pleasurologist. Send us any questions. Send us questions here, too. And until next time, peace the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.